Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes 2 is happening April 25th, 26th and 27th at the Kildare Catholic College Hall. I cannot wait to be a part of it, and we've been meeting all the participants, and today it is lucky last. Please welcome Renee Van Delft and also Steve Mullins from Riverina Cranes. Good morning!
Morning.
Good morning!
Now, how are you feeling, Steve, about the whole Takes 2 process?
Oh, it's a bit jaunting at the moment.
Yeah.
Just can't wait to get it over and done with.
Let's get up on the stage and get done.
And how's he going, Renee?
He's doing really, really well. He's been really dedicated. He's learned all his lines to his song, which is fantastic.
You're ahead of Dane on that
so
one.
I'm super annoying. Proud of that. But he's pretty much done everything I've asked him to do. So he's
a
dreamboat.
Now, Renee, you've been in Takes 2 from the get-go. What keeps bringing you back?
I think the connections that I get to make with people that otherwise I wouldn't necessarily have crossed paths with is incredible. And I've made some lifelong friends through the process. But just being able to support the local charities, really. That's
what keeps
getting me back every year. We've got such a great committee with Wagga Takes 2 as well. And, you know, we've become a real family. So it's really great that each year the family continues to grow.
That's right. And speaking of charities, Steve, you're doing it for Kids Cottage and Ronald McDonald House. Mate, tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I'm a volunteer there myself. Usually do Friday nights. I just think it's a great asset for Wagga to be able to help people from out of town come in, give them a room at night when they come in, usually about after midnight. They've been in the hospital all day, so they can come in, they get, you know, a lovely warm bed to go to, cup of coffee or whatever they want in the shower, and they can go to sleep for a couple of hours and head back to the hospital.
And having the comforts at home too, when in a stressful period of what would be your life, I think is really important too.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming in and just
and it's something because you don't really ever plan that you're going to be at the Ronald McDonald House, and so to know it's there when something does pop up is just an amazing thing that Wagga can offer at this stage.
Yeah, for sure. You know, at the moment, last couple of weeks it's been full nil every night, so it's not a good thing because someone's sick.
Yeah,
they're there. So,
but it's a great thing that we can accommodate them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now I need to ask because you've got your big act coming up. Now you work for Riverina Crane, Steve. Are we using a crane in the act or are all lips sealed?
No.
Alex is sealed.
All right, Steve. It's all about raising some money as well for Kids Cottage and Ronald McDonald House, mate. Before you give anything else away about your act, tell us about some of your fundraising efforts coming up.
Well, we've got the Paceway this Sunday.
This is huge.
A bet and drink day. So it starts around 11:30. Gates open at 12.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 a ticket. You can get a ticket down at Riverina Crane. That gives you entry in, drinks, a meal, and a betting voucher. Whatever the betting voucher you do stays with Ronald McDonald House. So we just hope someone can jag a big winner.
And that's the grand opening of the new track, which is incredible. And not only that, you do have a bit more of a fancy event coming up as well.
Yeah, we've got the cocktail night on the 22nd out at the International. It's going to be a great night. We've got some good auction items and everything coming on. Local support for the community has been great.
And tickets are $100 for that as well. You can get tickets from Riverina Cranes in Murong Street or from Ronald McDonald House in Edward Street. So they're two amazing fundraisers coming up. Steve, what's been the trickiest part about this whole process, do you think?
Oh, probably learning the words.
Yeah.
It's lucky I go away in a truck by myself or in the car and I can just put them on and just listen to them
for
3-4 hours.
That's good.
And Renee, I know you can't give much away. Last year in Takes 2, you were partnered with Professor Jared Carroll and you did a Beauty and the Beast number.
That's right.
Are you going down the same track or are you changing it up a bit?
I like to change it up every year.
Okay.
And I've been doing this. I can't remember if it's like this is year 11 or year 12.
Yeah,
I kind of lost track.
Yeah.
But let's just say every year I do something different.
Doesn't mean you... Okay. No, don't give too much away. It's going to be great.
Steve, I want to quickly take you speed dating, if that's okay. Just fire some questions at you over 30 seconds.
Righto.
Here we go.
Your time starts now.
Your go-to karaoke song.
Don't say the one.
Brown Eye Girl.
If you could only have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Fish.
What's your favourite movie?
Australia.
Ooh, favourite place to go out in Wagga?
Vic.
Do you like NRL or AFL?
NRL.
Are you a winter or summer person?
Summer.
Do you like dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dogs, that's a common one. Yep. Palmy or Palmer, do you pronounce? Palmy. And we need to end on this one quickly.
Oh, here we go.
The final time for speed dating for 2018, Herbie or Dane?
Dane.
Yeah, finally! It's only because I pointed to myself. Now, we do have to say we've got a very special announcement right now as well. Tickets for Thomas Brothers, Wagga Takes Two 2019 go on sale this Saturday morning from 9 a.m. at the Kildare Hall. So you make sure you head along. It's going to be very, very special from 9 a.m. this Saturday. Thomas Brothers, Wagga Takes Two, Kildare Hall. Get there early. Get your tickets.
All information will be up at the Wagga Takes Two Facebook page as well.
That's right. Steve Mullins from River and Cranes representing Kids Cottage and Ronald McDonald House, and Renee Van Delft, your mentor. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.